Chris Marlander, Chief Exec, Corby Borough Council. Corby's a great place, great community, and it deserves great buildings. And this, believe me, is a great building of national significance. So this is a way Corby's celebrating its growth, its resurgence, its success.
Phil Hope, former Member of Parliament for Corby and East Northamptonshire. The Corby Cube is just an icon of the transformation that has happened in Corby over the last 10 years. The town's been through a fantastic amount of growth and regeneration, the new schools, the railway station, the swimming pool, but this really is the cultural, the heart, beating heart of Corby.
I'm Louise Bagshaw, the MP for Corby and East Northamptonshire, and I just think that the Cube, at the end of the day, it's an amazing facility for Corby people. And while budgetary crises are going to pass, the Cube is going to remain. And it will become, I hope, a huge social hub for Corby people. As an author, I'm incredibly excited about the new library inside the Cube. The theatre is going to be a wonderful facility for Corby people. And there's all kinds of different spaces that can be used in different ways.
I'm Councillor David Sims, leader of the Conservative group in Corby. It's an absolutely magnificent building. Certainly iconic, and I'm sure it'll be the topic of discussion for a long time to come. But my question has always been about affordability. You know, you have to be able to afford what you buy. And unfortunately, Corby Council has, in the past, spent too much money on various issues when they haven't got the money to use.
My name is Roger Hawkins, architect from Hawkins Brown. We were originally appointed to do this building 6 years ago, which is an international design competition. I think the most important thing for us is to get everything into one building. You know, it might look like a simple cube from the outside, but it really is a complicated building. To get a theatre, other art provision, library, one-stop shop, council chamber, all integrated into one building, has been a challenge.
Martin Sutherland, Chief Executive of Royal and Derngate and Corby Cube Theatre Trust. What's fantastic about this building is, of course, the theatre. But what makes it particularly special is knowing that we're going to be able to collaborate with all the other tenants within this building. The library, the council, the democratic services, even the registrar. So it does feel that already there's a community building.
Hello, it's Des Glenn here. I'm here as part of the triumvirate of managers that took over the Willows Arts Centre all those years ago, 2002. And I'm really, really excited. You can probably hear it in my voice. Bubbled. I'm absolutely bubbled to be able to stand on this stage. I've stood on every other stage in Northamptonshire. I've performed on them all. But this is just something, isn't it?
I'm Pat Fawcett. I'm leader at Corby Borough Council. Corby is very different now to the rest of the towns in the county. It is no longer a rundown 60s town. So they can't point the finger and say it's Corby's fault all the time, because Corby is a one-off, fantastic. The crown within Northamptonshire.